Welcome back to Nurturing. I'm Jenny Conan. So nurturing is all about growing, caring for, and safeguarding our energy. This podcast is all about entertaining our well-being. Perhaps you are looking for some positive motivation or a voice to listen to. I'm glad you found me today and tuned in. Welcome to a little positive reset in your day. Today, I'm sharing a beautiful story that happened to me on Sunday, and it brings in the energy of coincidence. Was it a coincidence? Some people I talk to believe there are no coincidences. For me, well, I'm on the fence most days. I like to think they are simply little pennies from heaven for us to collect. Pennies from heaven. Our first three positive words for this nurturing positive reset. I was at an event on Sunday, offering my intuitive powers, clairvoyance, connecting those with the energy of their loved ones, and using some very powerful crystals for some deeper channeling as well. These included smoky quartz, Himalayan quartz, and diamond apophyllite. You know when sometimes you really feel like you just need a message from your guides, your guardian angels, or maybe even an earth angel? Something, you know, wasn't going right. You're feeling a little defeated, worn down from whatever circumstance it may be. I had an amazing time at the event. The day went really quickly, and I worked with beautiful people who wanted to use the crystals as well as the clairaudience and some messages from their guides. Get some answers. So it was the last conversation I had at the end of the day that really made me think about, is this coincidence or not? And I spoke with a woman who happened to mention an industry that she worked in. I looked at her and wondered, I wonder if she knew my father. Now, my father had passed away over 25 years ago. Normally, I'd say absolutely total coincidence and a beautiful one at that. But the little pennies from heaven started dropping when I realized that I had been through something very emotional the day before. And I usually call on my spirit or angel guides just to offer a little bit more support and protection. The pennies in my cash register, they started adding up. Was this woman an earth angel sent to me? Did the crystals amplify the message that I needed to hear? Well, I got that message loud and clear, and it really did offer the support that I needed. So thanks, Dad. Heard. And because of this, I don't really think it was a coincidence. I really feel like it was him saying a little hello. Hey, I'm here, and I've sent this person to say hello for me. What you might be thinking is, well, come on, if she works in angelic energy, does clairvoyance and clairaudience, how can she not believe? Well, there's the answer that there's always going to be a little part of skepticism in myself that sometimes it is a coincidence and sometimes it really truly is a sign. I definitely want to give a shout out to the holistic community here that has validated my gifts, and that's what keeps me coming back and working with the general public. So thank you for believing in me. And hey, you out there, we are nurturing some support here. What gifts do you need to believe more in? And this brings me to my next three positive words, and they are, ready, drum roll please, show your support. And this goes back to the energy of what called me to ask for extra protection from my guides in the first place. And it's not show your support for someone else, even though that's a really good thing to do. The positive here is show support for yourself. So all of a sudden, the positive in the word show your support can make something like a boundary so much easier to keep in place or broaden. Show your support strengthens your weak points super easily. Now, on the other side, if you are in more of a stubborn energy lately for whatever reason, showing your support might look like actually being more open to what other people are saying and doing around you. My last three words for today are from a coworker who said to me, "Protect your peace." I love these words. They're three very, very powerful words because they mean so much more than just the words themselves. Protecting your peace is protecting your happiness, your core happiness, your spirit. What keeps you going? Protecting your peace doesn't mean that you're going to have some stronger emotions, and you're protecting yourself from being affected by others that are not so much in their peace. It can also lead to bigger decisions if you're in a toxic environment or an environment that has turned toxic. It's important to protect your peace, and this can lead to bigger decisions to exit as gracefully as you'd like. As an energy worker, what I mean by toxic is the fact that the energy you're in is making you feel confused or uncertain. If you're an energetic sensitive like myself, this can actually bring on physical ailments as well. If I find myself around non-supportive people for too long, it can trigger me into very annoying fatigue. To amp up my peace, lately I have been doing art therapy, intuitive art therapy, and also intuitive movement, which include full moon circles on the full moon and gathering with like-minded people. It is absolutely incredible what this does for my psyche and for my peace. So if protecting your peace needs a little more nurturing, does it involve community or more intimate conversations? Well, however it looks, it's definitely support coming from many sides. I'm going to finish today's nurturing podcast off with a question. Someone asked me, how do I deal with people who come to me who are in stronger energy, such as anger? As an energy worker, I ask permission to be in this person's energy for only the time we are together, and I do a clearing and then a clearing afterwards as well. Are some people's stories more emotional for me than others? Of course, yes. Sometimes when I'm working with someone, it feels like I'm looking in a mirror, listening to an audio tape and wondering why my guides have sent them to me. It's for the greater good, and it's also a wonderful benefit of the job. I also don't try to take that person out of the angry energy that they are in. First of all, I cannot do that. That is beyond my control. However, if I can offer them a positive connect to my energy or the energy that is around them that is trying to get through, basically getting them to find the blessing in their angry story that is happening to them right now. And just keep in mind, there are different types of anger. If it's a low-grade anger, there's definitely need for professional support. However, if this is circumstantial anger and the person knows what is causing it, then this is the type of anger where I can offer guidance to. Kind of finished this nurturing podcast off very well balanced, going from talking about protecting your peace and your happiness to also protecting your anger. There are times when we get angry for a reason, and that is very smart anger. That anger is telling us something. Perhaps we'll be strong enough to send you an earth angel one day, or perhaps some pennies from heaven. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Nurturing. It's a little shorter one today, but I am recovering from some fatigue. I'm Ginny Conan, clairvoyant medium. Catch you next week and look out for those coincidences.